And can you talk about some of the changes in the treatment of your diabetes over the years?
Well, my time frame might be a bit scatty, so bear with me. When I was initially diagnosed at the hospital, in the children's hospital, I was given insulin that I then had up until I was about 15, 16. And at that stage, my diabetes was so out of control that, they said they had serious fears as to my mortality. What they could offer me was a new product that had come out called the NovaPen, but we would have to actually pay for it. And I remember actually asking my dad for the money to do this. It was £60, 50, £60, and he refused. And I just remember being gutted. And it was actually my stepfather who stepped in and fronted the money for it. So we purchased the NovaPen. The NovaPens had to be purchased, but the cartridges and the pens, the pen tips, the needles, came on prescription, which was really bizarre, really, really bizarre. And I started having two or three injections a day at that time, and then one throughout the evening. And then since that, I've tried a couple of different other insulins. The reasons I've had to change the last two times is because I was having hypos but no symptoms, and they thought that change of insulin might actually help that. Initially, it seemed to. I went on to Humalog and Humulin, which was apparently brand new insulins with the NovaPen 3, and they were very good, but I was still having hypos and going down as low as 1.8 with no symptoms, which was very dangerous. Obviously, I drive, I take my children out, and I can't be functioning on a 1.8 with no warning. So I went back to the hospital again, and they actually put me, I'm still having the Humulin, I believe. I always get those two confused. I'm still having the Humulin, but I now have one called Levemir, which apparently is a brand spanking new product. And it's absolutely superb. It's absolutely superb. It feels as if I have a totally new lease of life. It's given me much more freedom. I'm much less rigid now in the routine. It gives me that more flexibility. And I think I'm now at the age of almost 43, finally understanding what's happened, what I've been living with all these years. And it saddens me that I've had to go through so